So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that according to Abaya, Rav Nachman held that for the measurements of Sukkah and Mavoi, we use an Amah of 5 Tvachim, whereas for the measurements of Kalayim, we use an Amah of 6 Tvachim. Rav has a different version of what Rav Nachman said. For Rav and Mishmed Rav Nachman Amar, Kol Amis Ba'amah Bashisha, Ela, Halolu Sechakos, V'halolu Atzevis. An Amah always consists of 6 Tvachim, but with regard to Kalayim, we measure the Tefach loosely, by holding the fingers in our fists slightly apart from each other, resulting in a slightly larger amma. Whereas when measuring for a sukkah or a mavai, we measure the tefach by holding our fingers tightly together, resulting in a slightly smaller amma. Meisvei, kol amma sh'amr chachamim ba'amma ba'ashisha, ubovad sh'layu muchavanis. The braisa that says we always use 6 tefachim, but they are not always exactly the same. This seems to align with Rava's version of Rav Nachman, that we always use 6 tefachim, but sometimes hold the fist a bit looser, and sometimes a bit tighter. Abaya answers, V'lav mi'ika Reb Shimon ben Gamliel dekoi kavasi? I follow the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that only amos of Kalayim are 6 tefachim, but amos of Sukkah and Mavoi are 5 tefachim. Rava says, that even Reb Shimon ben Gamliel would hold, we use the amos of 6 tefachim, with regard to all halachas, Sukkah and Mavoi, as by Kalayim. However, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel excludes Amma Yisoid v'Amma Seiviv. Based on the Pasuk in Yechezkel, the following parts of the Mizbeach are measured by using an Amma of 5 Tvachim. Yisoid, the height of the base of the Mizbeach. Seiviv, the one Amma wide ledge of the Mizbeach. Koronis, the horns or protrusions at the four corners on the top of the Mizbeach. Mizbeach Hazav, the golden Mizbeach inside the Heichel, whose entire measurement was one Amma al Amma squared. Amr b'chia bar'ashi Amr Rav. Shiurin, chatzitzin, u'machitzin, halacha l'meish m'sinai. The halachas of measurements, interpositions regarding immersion in a mikvah, and halachic walls were all taught orally to Meish Rabbeinu at Har Sinai and are not written in Torah Shabiksav. The Gemara asks, Shiurin d'araisin ninu. Apparently, all shiurim are derived from the pasuk that lists the shivas haminim, the 7 species with which Eretz Yisrael is praised. Eretz, chito, sa'ira, gefen, te'ena, rimen, Eretz, zayis, shemen, u'devash. As Rav Chanan taught, Chita teaches that if one enters a Beis HaManuga, a house afflicted with tsaras, the clothing he is wearing becomes tamei only if he stays there kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a loaf of wheat bread with relish in a reclining position. Sa'ira teaches that a bone the size of a barley, of a mess, a dead body, is metama b'magu b'masa avaloi v'oil, makes one tamei by touching or carrying it, but not by being with it under the same roof. Geffen teaches that a Nazir is chayiv malchus for drinking a revius of wine. Te'ena teaches that when carrying food on Shabbos, one is chayiv if the food is the size of a gregoris, a fig. Rimai teaches that clay bali batim, a homeowner's vessel which is tamei that develops a hole the size of a pomegranate, becomes tar. Eretz zayis shemen, a land where the shear for the most of the things, is a kezayis, an olive. Devash teaches that one is chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur only if he eats the size of a keseves hagasa, a large date. The Gemara answers, Hilchas ninu v'asmachin rabbana kroy. All of these shiurim are halacha l'meish m'sinai, and the rabbana supported it by this pasuk. It cannot be the actual source, since the measurements are not explicitly written in the pasuk. Chatzitzin d'araisa ninu. The Gemara asks, the chatzitza is also d'araisa d'gedin, which we learn from the pasuk. V'rochatz is kol b'sar b'mayim. He shall immerse his entire body in water. There may not be a chatzitza, any interposition between the person's body and the water. If there is a chatzitza, it invalidates the tefillah. Even chatzitza in the here is derived from es kol besari to teach es hatafel of sari. Even the here, which is secondary to the body, may not have a chatzitza. The Gemara answers, ki asoy hilchasa lerubai ulemiutai ulemakbid ulesheein makbid. The halacha Moshe Messina teaches that chatzitza min haTorah is only one that meets 2 conditions, rubai umakbid. It covers most of the body and the person does not want it to be there. If only one condition is present, it is only a chatzitza midrabbanan. Either rubei she'en makbid, it covers most of the body but he does not object to it, or miutei makbid, he objects to it but it does not cover most of the body. The chamor concern, it will be confused with rubei makbid, where both conditions are met. If neither condition is present, for example, miutei she'en makbid, it covers only a minority of the body and the person does not object to it, it is not a chatzitza at all, because Rabbanan did not make a gzeira l'gzeira, one decree to protect from another rabbinic decree. Mechitzis d'araisa ninu. The Gemara asks that the laws of mechitzas, partitions, are also derived from psukim about the height of the aron and its lid, the kapiras. The aron was 1.5 amah tall, 9 tfachim, and the lid was another tefach, a total of 10 tfachim, the size of a lachik mechitza. The Gemara gives two answers. First, if we assume like Rabbi Yehuda that amas binyan ba'amas bas shisha, amas kalim ba'amas bas chamisha, the structure of the Mishkan was measured in amas of 6 tfachim, but the kalim, such as the aron, were measured in amas of 5 tfachim, the aron with its cover totaled only 8.5 tfachim and cannot be a source for the measurement of a mechitza being 10 tfachim. Second, according to Reb Meir, that even the kalim were measured in amas of 6 tfachim, the halacha of a mechitza being 10 tfachim is indeed deraisa, but some of the detailed halachas of mechitzas are all halacha l'meishu mesinai. For example, good. The concept of halachically extending a wall up or down. Love it. The concept of considering spaces of less than 3 tfachim as if they are closed. Deif nakuma. The concept to consider schach pasul on one side of the sukkah up to dalet amos wide to be part of the adjoining wall, halachically creating a bent wall, which reaches the schach kasher, thereby validating the sukkah.